Lesson from the Quran Kareem. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the 11th juz of the Quran Kareem after Surah Toba is Surah Yunus. In Surah Toba, examples were given of how people made major errors. They brought upon themselves the anger of Almighty Allah, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One was the example we gave yesterday, where a person uttered, he lied in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taking qasam. And before that he had uttered a word, which was a word of a munafiq, a word of kufr. But Almighty Allah kept the channel of Tawbah open. In the beginning of the 18th, of the 11th juz, Almighty Allah mentions two other examples of how Tawbah benefited. In the battle of Tabuk, there were those sincere Muslims who also made an error. Everyone in this world slips. It was an extremely difficult time. Quran had described it as Sa'atul Usra, a very difficult time. Even those that went out with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Almighty Allah refers to them, مِن بَعْدِ مَا كَادَ يَزِيخُ قُلُوبُ فَرِيقٍ مِّنْهُمْ. That amongst those that did go out for the battle of Tabuk, there were many also, who at that moment their heart was shaky. ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Almighty Allah's special attention fell on them. They got himmat and courage. They went out. It was not an easy exam at all. From the few sincere believers who did not go out, Sahaba radiallahu anhu were most unique. In their errors also, they taught the world how to get the mercy of Almighty Allah. Even in major errors, their tawbah was unique. One group, on hearing of the return of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tied themselves to the pillars of Masjidun Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Famous among them was the Sahabi radiallahu anhu, Abu Lubaba. His pillar would remain famous. Up till today it's famous. That pillar was to give the lesson to the world that if you can turn to Almighty Allah sincerely, not only will your tawbah be accepted, but your tawbah will be remembered in the world. He tied himself to the pillar and he said, as long as I am not opened by the blessed hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am not leaving here. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back to Medina Munawwara. He saw them. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself took qasam that as long as Almighty Allah does not reveal the acceptance of the tawbah of these individuals, he will not open them. Allah tabarak ta'ala looked at their tawbah. It was a sincere tawbah. Wahi came on behalf of this group of sahaba radiallahu anhum. Almighty Allah said regarding them, وَآخَرُونَ اَعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَتُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا. There is a group who have made i'tiraf, who have admitted to their errors. They had many good actions, but they mixed it with some evil actions. Asallahu ay yatuba alayhim. As long as a person wants to make tawbah, Almighty Allah says there is great hope Allah will accept their tawbah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba radiallahu anhum, go and open them. The tawbah has been accepted. They came to open. The Sahabi radiallahu anhum said, do not touch me. I have taken a qasam as long as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by his own blessed hands, does not open, I will not come out from here. The next morning, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came for the Fajr, he found they are still tied. He wanted to know, why did no one open them last night? They said, they waited for you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to open. Almighty Allah loved their tawbah so much, that not only was it accepting the tawbah, but it was to make them feel happy also. They came with some wealth, a lot of wealth, to give it. They said, all this wealth, which kept us away from the battle of Tabuk, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a share of it. Almighty Allah commanded him to take. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَحْهِرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. Take from their wealth. It will purify them. Also it will make them feel happy. Not only take from their wealth, وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. Make special du'as for them. إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ. Indeed your du'as for them will be a cause of great happiness to them. وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. What does man not know? That Allah is the one who accepts tawbah from his servants. Amazing is the amal of tawbah, that it brings upon a person so much of happiness of Almighty Allah, that even the inner feeling of that individual, Almighty Allah takes into consideration, that make my servant feel happy, make dua for him. There was another group of three Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who in detail are mentioned in the ahadith. Allah tabarakullah delayed the matter for quite a long time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put a boycott on them. No one could speak to them. No one could even reply to the salam. They were so worried. They said, in this condition, if Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to pass away, then how will the world look at us? A Christian leader even wrote a letter to one of them, that your leader has acted very hard to you. Why don't you come over to our lands? We will give you the honor you deserve. The Sahabi radiallahu anhu got more frustrated, more upset. He said, even the Christians are having hope now that I will lose my faith. But they were sincere in Tawbah. When a person is sincere in Tawbah, even if everything around him becomes straightened, Almighty Allah describes it, their condition became such, حَتَّى إِذَا ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرُضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ. Despite the world being so vast, they could go wherever they wanted. They were invited to the lands of the Christians. But for them the world became small. They did not want to go anywhere. They could not speak with anyone. Some would just stay, two would just stay in the house and would cry day and night. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ. Life became difficult for them. But when an individual is sincere in Tawbah, وَظَنُّوا أَلَّا مَلْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ. They understood very well that when Allah is angry with an individual, then how do you run away from Allah? There is no running away from Allah. The only place is to run back towards Almighty Allah. La malja'a min Allah illa ilay. When conditions come which are difficult on a servant, then running away from Allah is not going to save a servant. It is called running to Allah. This is the meaning of Tawbah. They remain firm on their Tawbah. Thumma taba alayhim liyatubu inna Allaha huwa at-tawwabur rahim. Then Almighty Allah's special attention fell on them. They returned back to Almighty Allah. Allah indeed is the one who accepts the returning of His servant. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah. Almighty Allah says, O people of Iman, fear Almighty Allah. Wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. And remain with the people who are truthful. Here the meaning of truthful is truthful in actions, also truthful in tawbah. In Surah Yunus, Almighty Allah now, from the lessons that we take, one very unique lesson from Surah Yunus is, what is this meaning to be truthful in Tawbah? Tawbah means to return to Almighty Allah. The whole world returns to Almighty Allah. Whenever a calamity comes, the Muslim returns to Allah. The non-Muslim also returns to Allah. Almighty Allah speaks about this. Meaning just mere returning to Almighty Allah itself is not sufficient. It will be looked, are you sincere in your returning, in your Tawbah? Or are you just doing it for a waqti, for a small temporary purpose? Almighty Allah speaks about the majority of the world. وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الدُّرُّ. Whenever difficulty hits an individual, دَعَانَا, then he makes dua, he cries to us. لِجَنْبِهِ, whether he is on his side. أَوْ قَاعِدًا, whether he is sitting, whether he is standing. فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُ دُرَّ. But it seems that as soon as we remove the difficulty from him, مَرَّ كَأَنْ لَمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَىٰ ضُرِّ مَسَّ. He behaves in the world as though he has never called out to us. This is also returning to Allah, but it's returning to Allah for a very small purpose. This is not a tawbah that will help man. Rather, this tawbah brings upon man greater anger of Almighty Allah. Allah gives another example. Almighty Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَيِّرُكُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Allah is the one who allows you to move in the land and in the waters. حَتَّى إِذَا كُنْتُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ وَجَرَيْنَ بِهِمْ بِرِيحٍ طَيِّبًا. When you are in your ship, in your boat, and it is moving and the winds are lovely, وَفَرِحُوا بِهَا. Man is enjoying the ride, meaning when life is going well. Man feels that there is nothing that can affect me. And he understands I got my protection. He sees the sails are good. He sees the winds are good. جَاءَتْهَا رِيحٌ عَاصِفٌ. Suddenly the winds change. A very strong wind comes. وَجَاءَهُمُ الْمَوْجُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. The waves begin hitting the ship from every side. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ أُحِيطَ بِهِمْ. And they realize that there is no way they are getting out now. At that time everyone makes tawbah. دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ لَإِنَنْ جَيْتَنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. They begin calling out to Almighty Allah with sincerity, مُخْلِصِينَ. Sincerity means they forget everything else, but they are only sincere for that while, to remove this problem. They say, if you save us from this, indeed we will remain from the people who make your shukr. In what we are going through at the moment, this virus, certain articles came out of certain doctors, perhaps it was from Italy or another country, where he writes that my entire life we denied the existence of a creator. We understood atheism to be the beginning and everything of all. He says, but now we find that despite being atheists in nature, every day and every night we are calling out to a creator. This is how Almighty Allah described it, exactly on that word they said. Despite being atheists in nature, day and night we are calling out to a creator, that if you save us from this fear, we will definitely recognize you. Man has a lot of fear for his life. The tawbah of the people of Iman, however, is, it is not only to remove a problem, the problems of this world, Almighty Allah give it to us as a sample of the punishment of the year after. That, oh my beloved servant, if you cannot manage the small difficulty, you are not going to manage the big difficulties. The tawbah of this world is not just to remove the small difficulty. That was just the sample. No one ever worries about removing the sample. It is regarding the asal, what's behind the sample. Allah Tabarak Tala in many verses of the Quran says, we allowed you to taste from the punishment so that you will understand, that you will return back to Allah. That if we cannot manage small problems, sincerity in tawbah for the people of Iman is that we say, oh Allah, we want to stop, we want to return, but not for the while, but permanently. فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاهُمْ. Allah Tabarak Tala says, such people, as soon as we remove the problem, they reach the shore. إِذَا هُمْ يَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرُضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. They just touch the shore, and immediately they start doing all those things which they promised they will not do. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. Almighty Allah says, O man, إِنَّمَا بَغْيُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Your rebellion will only harm you. This is rebellion, a rebellious nature. You promised the Khalifa, the Hakim. You had already broken his command once. His soldiers surrounded you. Then you begged for forgiveness. You said, we will never break our promise again. As soon as they lifted that siege, immediately you started your rebellion. Allah Tabarak Tala says, this is real rebellion. How you were crying in the waters when you were in the difficulty. As soon as you reached the shore, and now you felt, now the waters can't catch me. But man doesn't understand that Almighty Allah does not only punish when man is in the water. Almighty Allah's punishment can fall on man any time on his life. He can be in his bedroom and the punishment of Allah can fall. He can be in the most protected of forts, Almighty Allah's punishment can fall. And when death comes, then the real punishment starts. Real tawbah is not to remove only the sample, but it is to remove major, major problems that are coming later on in life. So the first, what is real tawbah? That it is not only to remove a temporary problem, but it is to say, oh Allah, when I can't manage this year, I will not manage bigger problems. I am to return back to you. Please protect me from this, and from protect me from major, major calamities in the year after. The second tawbah is the tawbah of those individuals who make tawbah very late. They delay and delay until when it is too late. Almighty Allah says, أَثُمَّ إِذَا مَا وَقَعَ. That they're waiting and waiting, but when the punishment of Almighty Allah comes, sometimes it comes at night, sometimes it comes in the day, at the time when it hits, al-an, now you want to make tawbah. وَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. Before this you used to say to the Nabi of Allah, that when will the punishment come? Now when you are seeing it, now you want to believe, now you want to bring iman. ثُمَّ قِيلَ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْخُلْدِ. Almighty Allah says, now is the time when it is said to the people who oppress themselves, now is the time to taste the punishment. Now is not the time of tawbah. Almighty Allah gives another example. It is the famous example of Fir'aun. How many chances he had, how many signs of Almighty Allah he saw. He saw the stick becoming a serpent. He saw calamity after calamity, but with the dua of Musa alayhi salam, it was removed. Every time he promised to change, Again and again, Almighty Allah showed him a sample. Until finally, when it was too late, وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحْرَ. When we took the Bani Israel through the waters, and Firaun with his army followed them, حَتَّى إِذَا أَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقُ. Now, as he is drowning, قَالَ آمَنْتُ. Now, he was also going to believe. There will be no one except that when their eyes are closing, as the soul is coming out, every individual will believe and return to Almighty Allah. They will make the most sincerest of tawbah. But at that time, the tawbah will be too late. Almighty Allah would say to him, the angel would say to him, Al-an, what now? وَقَدْ عَصَيْتَ قَبْلُ وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُفْتِدِينَ. You had so much of time, for so many years and years, you were amongst the people of fasad, corruption on the earth. Now you want to make tawbah. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. His body would have been in the bottom of the ocean. He never drowned. He was standing on the land, on the bottom of the ocean, of the bottom of the waters, and the water came on top of him. A man who normally drowns, it is so difficult to find that body. They say it went down, it's not coming back up. He was at the bottom. To find such a body was regarded as impossibility. Almighty Allah, however, was going to send that body from the bottom right to the top. It was going to be sputtered out, pushed out, and it was going to land on the shore. It was going to be taken, and it was going to be mummified. It was going to be left as a sign for the world. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ. Today we are going to preserve your body. لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. So that you may remain as a sign for the people who will come after. Many signs can be taken from that body of Fir'aun. One is, when you delay in tawbah, he also finally realized, but he realized too late. You can be the biggest of kings, but if you cannot say to Almighty Allah, I am sorry, I want to return to you before time, how much of sincerity he must have had when he said, Amantu, but it was too late. It was also a sign to every zalim and oppressor, that no matter how powerful your regime is in opposing the system and the deen of Almighty Allah, your time will come to an end, and then you are going to find what you are deserving. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ. How Almighty Allah says, however, majority of the people, عَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ, will be blind, will be oblivious, will not even notice the sign. Amazing it is that after they put that body of Fir'aun, it was found perhaps about 60, 70 years ago. Some have said at the same time when the state of Israel was being formed, that's when the body of this Pharaoh was also found. They put it in a museum. People would pay dollars, 10, 20, 30, 40 dollars just to go see the body. Cameras would come out taking pictures. Some people would wonder, they would marvel at the body. Very few would be the people, as Almighty Allah had indicated, very few will be the people who will look at that body, who will shiver, who will take ibrat and lesson. Majority would look at that body, the very sign which was meant to remind man of the power of Almighty Allah, looking at that sign also, but they would be oblivious from the lesson. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ. Tawbah indeed is a most powerful tool, but it is going to help a person, number one, when it is done before the punishment of Allah comes, and number two, when it is done with a purpose, that it must help me in this world also, it must help me in the year after. So unique is the tawbah that a person on the verge of passing away, he lived his entire life in kufr, 99 years in kufr, he committed the worst and the filthiest of deeds, but just before time, just before that soul is reaching the throat, this person says, I want to return to Almighty Allah, tawbah. So powerful this tool is, in that one, oh Allah, I am sorry, in that one, la ilaha illallah, 99 years of errors, of sin, of kufr, everything gets wiped away. So powerful is the tawbah. Almighty Allah says, فَلَوْلَا كَانَتْ قَرِيَةٌ آمَنَتْ فَنَفَعَهَا إِيمَانُهَا إِلَّا قَوْمَ يُونُسْ لَمَّا آمَنُوا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمْ عَذَابَ الْخِزِّ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَى حِينٍ. One example of a nation that brought iman, who made tawbah just before the time, just before it was too late, was the example of the nation of Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Almighty Allah's decision was that the following day they had already denied him, and their denial had reached a point that the azab now was going to fall on them. Almighty Allah got a system that when your evil reaches a certain gauge, that's when the decision passes. Theirs was just under the gauge. The next day, if they would deny him, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam said to them, the punishment of Almighty Allah is coming. Among themselves, they got together, they made a mashwara. They said that what if he's speaking the truth? Somebody else said, if he's speaking the truth, then we will know about it, that look, tomorrow, if he's still in our village, it means he's not speaking the truth. Otherwise, why will he be here? But if you find he has taken his family and he has left the village, then there is something in it. Perhaps he is speaking, he has never lied before. Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, understanding that there would be no problem, because now the punishment is coming, there would be no problem with me now leaving at night with my family. On his high maqam of being a selected Nabi of Almighty Allah, the most correct would have been for him to wait for the command of Almighty Allah to go out. But he made an error. From here we understand that in the era of the selected servants of Almighty Allah, Almighty Allah in their errors also has kept great barakat for the world. Nabi Yunus alayhi salam made an error. For his error he would make a lot of tawbah later on. But so much of barakah would come from his error, from his mistake, that the next morning the people would go to his house and find he's gone, it's empty. They would say that he is speaking the truth, the punishment is coming. They will look in the distance, they will see clouds. They would go out into the forest, they started crying and crying and crying. As they cried, it was just before the punishment came. Perhaps you would have said half a day, quarter of a day, just before. Allah Tabarakala says, why can't they be villages that bring iman in such a condition that the iman benefits them? He says, yes, look at the nation of Yunus alayhi salam. They brought iman. Kashafna anhum. As soon as they brought iman, we removed from them a most disgraceful punishment in this world. وَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ. How much of benefit was given to them. Beautiful indeed is the amal of tawbah. May Allah tabarakala make us all min al-ta'ibin. Always ask, always return to Almighty Allah. You cannot wait and say, one day I will change, that one day will be too late. Every day man must say, wa atubu ilayk. Oh Allah, I return. Oh Allah, I come back to you. One question comes in the mind of certain individuals, is that if I carry on telling Almighty Allah, I come back to you, but I know my tawbah is such, it breaks faster than it stands. I just made tawbah today, and by the night it's broken. That is why Almighty Allah has always joined tawbah with another word. It is called istighfar. Inshallah, tomorrow we will discuss the meaning of istighfar and how it helps a person who breaks his tawbah, but still he will carry on saying, oh Allah, again I return to you. I am sorry I broke the tawbah. I broke the pledge I made yesterday. Again I will try. As long as tawbah goes together with astaghfirullah, istighfar, it is a very unique tool. May Almighty Allah make us all min al-ta'ibin, from the people of tawbah. And may Allah tabarakallah make us all from the people of istighfar.